Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. government reports horrible economic news in such a way that it isn't covered by the regular media and the general public never finds out about it. Here are two examples. To measure the financial impact of the pandemic lockdowns on people, the Census Bureau began taking the Household Pulse Survey in 2020. The last month's survey's results contradict President Biden's claim that the U.S. economy is strong and growing. I've never seen the Household Pulse Survey mentioned by the regular media. Unfortunately, the survey report lists only individual responses, but does no tabulation of this information. Unless some other party devotes the time and energy to compile the results, no one would know the findings. Well, with the last report, the Heritage Foundation staff did take the time. Here are just three of their eye-opening tidbits. In January 2021, when Biden became president, about 80.5 million Americans found it somewhat or very difficult to pay their household expenses. In the most recent survey, that number had increased to almost 87 million people. In the latest survey, more than 85 million Americans use credit cards, personal loans, or other forms of debt to cover their expenses. That is an increase of more than 10 million people in just the last year. The credit card delinquency rate, which identifies people who have fallen behind on their bills, has increased for 7 consecutive quarters and is now higher than before the pandemic lockdowns. Auto loan delinquencies are now also higher than pre-pandemic lockdown levels. Another report that makes it difficult to learn the truth is a release by the Federal Reserve of liquidity injections into the primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Within the first 2 years from mid-September 2019, this totaled $10 trillion. Well, the Fed waits 2 years before releasing this data. When it does so, it releases each individual injection, totaling hundreds of transactions each quarter. Nowhere is a total provided to each bank summarized. Isn't it time for government to be honest in disclosing terrible financial news? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.